Welcome back to the show, y'all. Coconut up and respect the bail. That's one of the best things that's ever happened on this station.
Volunteers.
Yeah.
And the Tide represented. I got a couple of texts
back to back
that they want Phyllis from the Feinbaum Show on next.
Oh, please, God. Paul! Welcome back.
Final hurt.
Final segment. Final segment of Crunch Time for a Tuesday. It is not Tuesday. It's actually Wednesday.
Thanks.
Final segment for the Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange, which is sponsored by Gary Jordan, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services. When you have the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Office is located 2260 Oakmont Way in Eugene. Phone number 541-484-2444. Steve, Willie Taggart's gone. Did you hear?
No.
No matter how you feel about him or his move, he is no longer the coach of Oregon after being introduced by Florida State today. Now Oregon must move on, knowing that their number one recruiting class will definitely, most likely, fall out of the top 25 and that they have to replace a head coach for the second time in 2 years. Now the rumor mill begins anew with who Oregon will hire to replace Taggart. And I read two stories today, one by friend of the show Aaron Fentress, the other by Sports Illustrated's Bruce Feldman, that named Justin Wilcox as a favorite for the job. Fentress even goes as far as to say Wilcox is the guy Oregon should make a run at, citing his ties to Oregon, his affordability, and his acumen for defense, which would be important if Jim Leavitt does follow Taggart to Florida State. So the prospectus, Oregon should make a run at Justin Wilcox to replace Willie Taggart.
I don't think that makes an awful lot of sense right now. First of all, I really want to know what the status is of the staff that remains behind. But right now, my initial reaction is sell that.
I mean, obviously, they're going to hire Kiffin, so all that's moot anyways. Another thing we know about Willie Taggart is that he lied to a lot of people over the last week. He was asked by media members several times, flat out, if he had been contacted by Florida State, and he said with a straight face that he had not. He even had the audacity to act like media members were out of line for even asking the question. Not sure many in the area, fans nor media, are huge Willie Taggart fans right now because he made a lot of people look bad. But there's an argument Taggart had to lie about it and should have. After all, he and Florida State told Rob Mullins on Thursday, so he did tell the people he had to. Why should he care what fans and media think if he's not going to have to interact with these people beyond the next few days? Still, honesty is always appreciated. So the prospectus, you buy or sell that Taggart owed anyone the truth last weekend.
Well, I think does he owe the truth? I guess you would like to think everybody does, but I think he owed the non-condescending, how dare you people, and, you know, I thought we were better than that. So if I can incorporate that into it, I would appreciate not just a bold-faced kind of lie, smirk, condescending attitude. So I'm going to buy that.
Basically, the rule of thumb, don't be a jerk about it.
Just do it.
This last couple weekends in the NFL were nuts. Flat out dangerous hits from players in several games that led to suspensions and fines and serious injuries. The Bengals and Steelers game, the prime suspect, Ryan Shazier, getting hospitalized by a legal hit. Vontaze Burfict getting stretchered off by an illegal hit by Juju Smith-Schuster. Antonio Brown calling the hit karma. Brown the subject of a big illegal hit as well. But the worst was definitely Gronk's hit on a Bills player the week prior. Both Gronk and Smith-Schuster got one game, both terrible hits, but Gronk's was after the play was over and seemed to have more intent, causing some to call out the NFL for it. Some have even said Gronk should have sat the rest of the regular season, which is 4 games. So the prospectus, Gronk should have to sit 4 games for his personal foul hit against the Bills.
Oof, well, I would.
By the way, it caused a concussion, and the player who got hurt has not been able to practice since.
No, I would. My definitive comment on that would he Gronk should have been suspended more than either Juju Smith-Schuster or the defensive back from Cincinnati. But for 4 games, I'd rather that than one. So if you're telling me 1 or 4, I'd go with 4. So I buy that.
back to the hiring question. The Ducks obviously have a lot of options, some realistic, some not. But a lot of names, both internal and external, have been thrown around in the last couple days. Outside hires are Kevin Sumlin, Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin, Jim McElwain, T. Martin, as well as Wilcox, obviously. Inside hires are obvious, too. The interim guy, Mario Cristobal, who has been a head coach at FIU, where he was fired for a bad season and issues with the athletic director. And Jim Levitt, who built South Florida from scratch and has a ton of college and NFL experience. The reasoning for those guys would be to try to preserve the recruiting class and the momentum of the defense, but it could be viewed as short-sighted in lieu of Oregon's recent experience with internal hires. So, the prospectus, you buy or sell Oregon hiring internally, is the best course of action.
Woof. I'm not sure if you heard me. I think I said woof. Woof. I don't know why I'm leaning this way, but I think they should test the strength of the program and throw this thing open nationally. So I'm not willing to go pending, but this is not with great authority. I say sell.
NCAA President Mark Emmert with an interesting take today on LiAngelo Ball's situation at Westwood. If you haven't heard, LeVar Ball pulled LiAngelo from school in an attempt to prepare him for the NBA, and also because he wasn't a fan of Steve Alford's indefinite suspension for shoplifting in China. Emmert asked today, or said today, is this a part of someone being part of your university as a student athlete, or is it about using college athletics to prepare yourself to be a pro? If it's the latter, you shouldn't be there in the first place, end of quote. This, of course, ignores the aspect of college sports as a job prep tool, as it would be for any other college field, but his point is somewhat valid. Ball will never be an NBA player, and he's throwing away a chance at an education. Then again, he could always play overseas, maybe. So the prospectus, LiAngelo is making a big mistake by trying to play overseas to prep for the NBA instead of doing that for 4 years at UCLA.
You know, I've said this before about the easiest sell or buy.
Yeah.
I think we may have reached that point again. That is the easiest buy ever. This is so blindly stupid and arrogant, it's almost without precedent.
Less than 24 hours after Jerry Jones said that a deal with Roger Goodell wouldn't get finished this week, a deal was finished. Goodell has been re-upped. The ink is dry. He will remain commissioner for the next 5 years at least, a deal that will pay him $200 million.
Ah!
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
He can't even hit.
Well, yeah, where is he at in the terms of the Mendoza line? Jerry Jones aside, boy, that'd be a really good question for this. Jerry Jones aside, pretty much every owner was on board with this deal or else it wouldn't have happened. Jones made it seem like a bunch of owners hated Goodell, but the reality is that this deal was mostly agreed on early in this season. Why? Because Goodell helps make them all rich, but he also makes some hilariously awful decisions. Deflategate, punishments for domestic violence, national anthem debacle, many others. But despite what our president says, the NFL still makes a lot of money and people still tune in for it. So the prospectus, extending Roger Goodell is a good move by the NFL.
By the NFL owners, the league, how all-encompassing are we here?
Let's say just the whole league in general.
Because for the owners, it's great. Like we said, they've gone from when Justin and I were discussing the new round of collective bargaining in 2011, from $9 billion to $13 to an anticipated $14.5 billion this year. So since the NFL, I guess, is the owner. No, I can't. I got to sell that. I can't ever acknowledge, even if the facts are in front of me, that anything incorporating happiness for Roger Goodell is good. I'm selling that for spite. And that does that.